Hello everyone and welcome to Business Line Podcast. I'm your host S. Sonendra Singh, and this podcast is a part of a series NDA 10 that we are doing, where we are attempting to evaluate the performance of the NDA government in important areas. I'm looking at the telecom sector, where we have seen a series of changes, including shift from 2G to 4G with the launch of Reliance Jio's network, then BharatNet, OTT services, new telecom bill, to successful launch of 5G services. Today, we are hosting Dr. Mahesh Gopal, who is a renowned sector expert and currently the director of Comfirst India, a company based in Delhi that advises on policy, regulation, and strategy with a focus on telecommunications and internet. He is an alumni of St. Stephen's College, Delhi, Indian Institute of Technology, Kanpur, and City University, London. Hello, Dr. Gopal. Welcome to Business Line Podcast. To begin with,
let me
ask you to score the NDA performance in the scale of 1 to 5 in the telecom sector, and why?
I would give NDA government 3.5 out of 5. And the reason for that is that while there has been a fair amount of incremental improvement in the regulatory environment, for example, when it came to issues relating to to licensing fees, whether it came to some incremental improvements in rights of way, etc. The government has focused on improving the environment for the sector players, and which of course in turn means that the sector's consumers also benefit. I think the government's focus also on OTT services, for example, the way the whole Digital India program, not specifically Digital India, but the fact the way UPI, etc., fintech has gone, largely because of the government support for the activity. Similarly, for instance, the work we have seen in our roadways and highways, etc., when it comes to tolls and stuff like that. Right. There's been some fairly important initiatives which I think have been quite successful. Now, having said that, I think what was also needed was a more comprehensive review of the licensing regime, which I don't believe has happened. And that is required for a couple of reasons. One is, of course, that thanks to that that licensing regime, which is actually a hangover from colonial days, what we have seen is that especially remote and rural areas are still struggling with connectivity and data speeds and internet access, etc.
Right.
And the licensing regime is not particularly friendly when it comes to small players who want to deal with niche markets or be in, you know, target on specific regions, etc. That has not happened. And similarly, support for technologies, for example, like satellite communications, which have a huge role to play in connecting those rural and remote areas, that work has also not gone as fast as it needed to be. And despite being a major player in the space industry across the world, we still do not have a significant space communications market in India.
Right.
And so that I would count as a bit of a challenge that the government has yet to address. And that's my reason for a more conservative score or of the government's work on telecom.
Right. And my next question would be, what was the game changer in the last 10 years in the telecom sector?
Yes. Now, the game changer in the sector, I would argue, is not necessarily the government's doing, but the industry's doing. And I would say the game changer was the entry of Reliance Jio. And what it has done is to have a major impact on both the number of players in the market, mm-hmm. as well as the price of services, as well as the expansion of 4G as well and broadband. So these three things are primarily a result of Jio's entry in the market, the kind of pressures they've been able to put. There have been controversies about that entry, et cetera, but we are talking actually about the impact of their entry. For instance, once they were able to drastically cut prices, mm-hmm. their competitors had no choice but to follow. The speed with which they expanded their 4G network, again, left no other option for the for their competitors. Plus, having done these two things, they made it even less tenable for smaller players to continue in the market. Mm-hmm. And so we have seen the exit of players like, for instance, Nortel. We've seen players like Videocon, players such as ASL and so on. So we used to have, in most cities, you would have close to 10 to 12 players that were offering services. Now that number has reduced to 4, of which 2 are struggling, as we know. So that also is an impact, but you will have to admit that that too, in its own way, is a game changer. And it will have major implications. And I do believe that it has a great upside as well as some downsides, because it would have been better if the competition in the market was not as compromised as it is today.
My final question would be, any unfinished agenda that you think is there, or the NDA government has missed meeting those targets?
Yes, I alluded to those things in my first answer. I do believe that the market needs to be much more liberalized, mm-hmm. and for that there is a need for a major overhaul of the licensing process, which should make it only licensing should be applicable only for players who are providing physical infrastructure. Mm-hmm. The whole area of services should be liberalized. Also, I think we need to create better incentives for smaller players willing to serve smaller niche markets. We have to make sure that there are incentives to do so. So mm-hmm. that is one. And of course, the other major thing is that till we actually create an environment where satellite services can begin, we will leave all those rural and remote players underserved. And that is a huge gap. As I mentioned in other places, that our data that we have on, for example, the number of broadband users, as well as our data on ARPU, is prone to, in one case, understatement, in the second case, overstatement. And let me clarify. For example, the number of subscribers that we talk about is actually the number of subscriptions and does not address the fact that there are many players like you and me who have multiple connections. So our actual connectivity numbers need to be seen in that perspective, that we are overstating that number, and the unconnected people are a larger proportion than we like to think. On the other hand, our ARPUs are understated, because if I am, let's say I have 4 connections from my mobile operator, so as I'm providing 4 times that revenue that is actually being divided between my SIM cards, right? So as a single user, I might be providing my mobile operator much more revenue than will be borne out by just dividing the revenues by the number of connections. So the ARPUs in India are understated. Actually, they're better. our connectivity is overstated, which is actually a little less which is a little less than we think it is.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Uppal. Thank you for your time and covering all the metrics about the sector in the last 10 years of the NDA government. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Thanks.